dot 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 dash 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 dot 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 SOS dot 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 dash 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 dot 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 SOS begin urgent need transmission. Live science. Unfriending people on Facebook makes shit awkward in real life. Lindy West. The 2nd of July 2013, 3:10 p.m. https://jezebel.com/unfriending-people-on-facebook-makes-shit-awkward-in-re-5982553. A grew up networking ideal note here before we begin. The term unfriending used in this article also applies to the function and practice of blocking member accounts on social media. Please consider that when you take the points of this article and the research findings behind it into your perspective view. Thank you. Article begins. I've previously advocated for the use of Facebook in telling one's bigoted relatives to go fuck themselves because you wouldn't allow hate speech in your living room, would you? So why would you allow it in your magical computer living room? Confronting and/or unfriending jerks on Facebook is a quick and relatively low-stakes way to express the fact that this shit does not fly in my house, without the risk of getting punched in the tooth, or of losing everybody's deposits because you started a riot at the family reunion and somebody flipped the pool. Instead of all that mess, it's just one little click and you're done. See, now avoid that person forever. Seems pretty simple. However, the existence of this study on social media unfriending, http://www.liverscience.com/26878-unfriend-social-media.html, implies that there may be some confusion on what happens after your social media breakup. So let's clarify, the internet is not separate from real life, it is part of real life. You can tell because it is real, so if you bitch someone out on the internet, their real life body notices it too. And you're going to have to live with that, so you should probably think before you click. The study in question gathered responses, via Twitter, from 583 subjects, who characterized their reactions to being ostracized on social media. No surprise, they're not into it. And also no surprise, that resentment doesn't stay trapped inside the computer, Tron-style, it seeps into your IRL, in real-life, relationships as well. In particular, researchers found that 40% of people say they would avoid someone who unfriended them on Facebook, while 50% say they would not avoid a person who unfriended them. Women were more likely than men to avoid someone who unfriended them, the researchers found. People think social networks are just for fun, said study author Christopher Sibona, a doctoral student at the University of Colorado Denver Business School. But in fact, what you do on those sites can have real-world consequences. Again, duh. That's what I like most about culling jerks on Facebook, the fact that it gets them off my back in person too. Is it really so painful to be avoided IRL by some dick who pissed you off enough that you can't even stand the thought of him looking at your crabcake Benedict on Instagram and had to take evasive action? Sounds like a win-win to me. But, I suppose, there are some people, co-workers, for instance, with whom mutual avoidance isn't so clean and easy. And blocking close friends can cause bigger rifts than we might realize. The study identified a handful of factors that predicted whether or not social media users would avoid someone who unfriended them. Those factors were, please pay careful attention to these points. If the person discussed the event after it happened. If the emotional response to the unfriending was extremely negative. If the person unfriended believed the action was due to offline behavior. The geographical distance between the two. If the troubled relationship was discussed prior to the unfriending. How strong the person valued the relationship before the unfriending. People who are unfriended may face similar psychological effects because unfriending may be viewed as a form of social exclusion, Sibona said. The study makes clear that unfriending is meaningful and has important psychological consequences for those to whom it occurs. Anyway, all no-doys aside, one way that the internet does differ from our flesh and blood lives is that it facilitates easy, ruthless cruelty with few immediate consequences. Calling someone a cunt on Facebook is way easier than doing it to their actual face. And, in the moment, I'm sure it's satisfying. But just because the consequences aren't obvious and instantaneous, like a punch in the tooth, doesn't mean that you won't feel those consequences eventually. You're still hurting someone. Other people are watching. So don't be a dick on the internet unless you're ready to be treated like a dick on the street. Facebook unfriending has real-life consequences, life science. https://jezebel.com/unfriending-people-makes-shit-awkward-in-re-5982553. It grew up 2019. 34 degrees 09, 03.5, north 117 degrees 18 minutes 40.3 seconds west. Inserted comment from the itgrewup.net network. In real life, before Facebook, there was really no such thing as an unfriend. There is no such arrangement. In real life that once you consider an interpersonal relationship as friends, the status of such relationship changes only similarly to the difference between once single versus now married to someone. You can't become unmarried and you no longer can become single. There are only a few status definitions that is the outcome of broken or separated marriage. Never returned single, you are separated but still married, divorced, or widowed. There is no such thing as unmarried, unless you consider nullification a form of unmarried. Obviously not a typical outcome or pathway of consideration as nullification means temporary marriage and you don't have temporary friendships. Remember the emotional bonding here in friends, there really is no such thing as an unfriend. What we must consider imperatively important is giving the window of opportunity to the processing of our emotions, such as the important list of processes above. Divorce is a processing of separation and unfriending and blocking does not provide that processing emotionally comparatively between what are married relations and friend and other kinds of relations. But they should be treated the same. I will conclude why in the end of this. So here is how to look at it, if you really seriously need to separate a friendship, most people attempt to use the unfriend concept by friendship betrayal. In that a relationship is either a friendship or not a friendship, you can't take an unfriend it. If you find a need to separate a friendship, do not betray that friendship because the status of that becomes a betrayed friendship not a separated one. Go through a process to which is similar to divorce and provide emotional closure to why a friendship needs to separate. When we do this, the emotional balance of trust is not affected and imbalanced on either side of friendships and other types of relationships. It takes more time, more courage, but less hurt and better outcomes in the end, if we consider friends are really for love and not hate purposes. One would not intentionally hurt someone they love. Once you are friends, you can become emancipated souls of removed obligation and accountability upon that friendship as practiced and easy as betrayal is used to break relationships. Betrayal is self-demoting and shows you don't have the strength to honor a person's dignity before yours. It is selfish and only goes to prove you're the lesser one to take the low road while breaking a friendship by betrayal. Why this loss or erosion of trust pathway of unfriending or betraying interpersonal relationships must be avoided is so important to understand. Why? There is an invisible force that is a part of a social or community collective, an emotional bond holds us to what is called collective trust. Collective trust is how we view ourselves internally in comparison of trust onto others, to comprehensively include family, friends, neighbors, city residents, police and law enforcement, due process of any kind of penalty system, organizations and company collectives, and local to state to federal government and politicians, and outward if we want or do have the privilege of worldly travel or worldly job functions country to country in our lives. This invisible force is very much real. It is called social trust or some label it as social capital. Given the later form, as individual hold a testable mathematical scale of intelligence quotient, IQ, similarly trust values are distributed across cultures of individuals and communities of our society assigned in social and political science called a trust quotient. Corruption is a destruction of trust. Betrayal is a destruction of trust. Deception, lying, and hypocrisy is a destruction of trust. Some mental illness such as unfettered or out of control psychopaths and criminal activity is a destruction of trust. Of course there are other major sources of destruction of trust. The grieving process is not incorporated into betrayed friendships or interpersonal relationships in general. The grieving process is now closely understood nowadays in the emotional and mental health sciences. C. 4 unexpected ways we experience grief. Psychology Today. https://www.psychologytoday.com blog between -the-generations foo. April 17, 2019. Does it ever feel like you're grieving even when nobody has died? Understand the types of loss beyond death that can trigger grief. Taken all of these destructive forces of trust leads to the erosion of trust so badly eroded the emotional well-being of our entire collective citizenry in our collective society is greatly impacted to the negative side of distrust. or digression value of trust. In an October 2017 article that appeared in the Washington Post titled How the Erosion of Trust Leads to Murder and Mass Shootings. https://washington.com/outlook/how-the-erosion-of-trust-leads-to-murders-and-mass-shootings, 6 October 2017, 382cc4b2-91e-11e7-92d1-58c702d2d975_story, HTML. Places to the social and political science study finding after finding since about the 5 years prior, and I quote, when society is functioning well, we should, at the very least, be able to trust that the people around us won't try to kill us. And yet, after a mass shooting, we may wonder. We may worry in the subsequent days and weeks as we send our kids off to school, ride public transportation to work, join the crowd at a concert, settle into the pews at church. For some people, that fear may mean avoiding certain places, at least for a time. For others, it means arming themselves in defense. After the 2015 shooting in San Bernardino, California, gun sales spiked most in the immediate vicinity, suggesting that safety concerns, more than concerns about potential changes to gun laws, drove those purchases. But while we all know from experience that shootings can lead to faltering trust, the reverse appears to be true as well. My research has found that declining trust in our institutions, our social structures and one another leads to more lethal violence, including mass murder. As abstract as these sentiments may seem, they predispose certain people to kill. In fact, they explain homicide rates better than any other factor, including unemployment, guns, drugs or a permissive justice system. When we lose faith in our government and political leaders, when we lack a sense of kinship with others, when we feel we just can't get a fair shake, it affects the confidence with which we go about our lives. Small disagreements, indignities and disappointments that we might otherwise brush off may enrage us, generating hostile, defensive and predatory emotions, and in some cases give way to violence. End quote. Did you know? By unfriending or blocking any kind of established relationship on social media or in real life without closure and resolve, you are contributing to the epidemic of mass shootings. Stop it now, never just unfriend someone because of annoyance. If you consider the term friend can be treated more values as friend of real life status, then we must pay honor that friendship has no such thing as unfriending. Even if Facebook allows the lexicon and function, it is not a function to be used callously or without compassion and consideration of the other person's emotional binding they might have with you. You might not even understand that binding because you really had not yet found yourself to a friendship on social media as real friend or real valued understandings. That is what is emotionally hurtful to the values of digressions of trust. Process it differently. Extremely differently. With a process of alerting that social media friend, the conduct is troubling and that you need to unbind any emotional ties before that final cut which just so happens to be unfriend. Say it like this, there is no such thing as unfriending but here on this site, unfriending is the term. We can't unfriend but we can separate the ties that hold us together. What purpose or reason of greatness do you hold us together and what the benefits of no longer having these ties? If there is no benefit that outweigh the greatness. Just agree to remain silent and listen to each other better and maybe a true friendship actually will develop. Now, I realize there will be jerks. But remember, they have feelings and if you take compassionate communications into consideration, see Scott Catamer's work online in this field, people are jerks because the basic human needs are not being met in their life. That is all it is, perhaps understand the lacking needs of a person and find a resource to build up for them. They would find happiness, you might find satisfaction and everyone lives happily ever after and it is not a fairy tale. Good year to consider love everlasting and unfriending and blocking on social media a form of hate that is bombastically acted onto the status of oblivion billions imposed upon our collective, that cumulatively collectively causes the underlying foundation rooted into one's complete loss of trust falling into mental illness, only caused by loss of trust, which manifests itself as mass murder by mass gun shootings. Gun control is not the answer. For if there was not access to guns, it would be some other tool of mass destruction. They are only counter-punching what they see as the destruction of trust to include even trust in themselves. A complete societal collapse is pending if we do not focus on the real foundational cause of erosion of trust and return trust to a natural state of zero where we can progress upward of trust, not continue to slide downward in the digression of trust. It is that simple to stop these mass gun shooting event after event after event epidemic. Thank you for reading and or listening. James Martin Driscoll. Peace Agent. Audio transcription narrative media provided by the GRUWUP.net Truth Affirming, RealUpHuman.net. Peace Building and Dishonesty Confronting, FuckedUpHuman.net, Networking Ideal. Great Reasons Us, You There, I Here, and All Interested Around Will Unite Peace. SOS. SOS. End of transmission. Fall equinox, September 21, 2019, 2 a.m. Pacific Time, San Bernardino, California City target mass shooting events. Time for this insanity to have a solution and fix brought into the light.